Dallas Dukar had a bachelor's in philosophy and psychology and a master's in nursing when he began working toward the title of psychiatric nurse practitioner. To achieve that goal, he'd have to study and to confront a secret he'd kept since the age of 3.
There was a persistent and insistent desire to dress up in women's clothing, wearing female clothing, literally in a closet, and even catching myself in daydreams and wishes and praying that I would be one day waking up and be female.
He struggled to repress those feelings, played high school football, and joined a fraternity. But denying this fundamental part of his personality caused anxiety, depression, and substance abuse. Psychiatric problems are common in people who feel they were born in the wrong body.
The rate of suicidal ideation is about 50-60%, and completions are very high, especially without familial and social support. What we do see, though, is with support, those numbers go back to the national average.
Dukar began to meditate, to unpack and accept his feelings, and to correspond with other trans people online. His girlfriend was accepting, encouraging, and he decided to make the transition from male to female. His parents were shocked at first, then worried about the future.
I grew up as a white male, and they worked hard for me to have what they envision as a good life. And so even beginning to take a step towards transition, they viewed as also putting myself in a more vulnerable spot.
Mrs. Dukar feared the news might kill her parents.
She once said, "You cannot tell your grandmother or grandfather. If you tell them, they will have a heart attack."
So during visits to the family's home in Phoenix, Dallas had to be careful.
It was almost like a reverse Mrs. Doubtfire. There were times where I would come home initially and, you know, I was on hormones, I was growing breasts, and I had no facial hair anymore, longer hair up top, and had to kind of put it in a baseball cap and walk in and get my deep voice on. And, you know, it was really funny sometimes.
And when Grandma showed up one day without an invitation, it was scary. Dallas was in her room wearing a dress. She had no boys' clothes, so it was time to fess up.
I walk out and my grandma turns around, arms flung out, and she just gives me this big hug and says, "I love you." And days later, my grandmother proposes that we go shopping. I had never gone shopping for clothes with my grandmother before, and we raided Macy's.
With a new wardrobe, she returned to UVA, where the nursing school also proved supportive. She learned to walk and talk like a woman.
"I am Dallas. This is my voice. My name is Dallas, and this is my voice. My name is Dallas, and this is my voice."
This fall, she'll start work at Mass General's Transgender Health Program, where she hopes to do research and help others through the challenge of transition.
I've been able to make it, been able to survive, but not only that, been able to flourish. And that's the same desire I'd want for anyone of my patients. It's not just to work towards safety and survival, although that's important, but really authentically being your whole self. To move forward with optimism and hope that the future can be better.
And on her wall, she may display her most meaningful diploma, the first two issued to Dallas Michael, but the latest degree awarded to Dallas Michelle Dukar. I'm Sandy Houseman.